The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon! It's 3 minutes after the hour of 3 p.m. of p.m. 3 or 15 o'clock or whatever, I don't know, whatever space-time you use. And it's Monday, June 1st, 2020. This is the, we've done about 50 of these now. This is the
closer to 60.
This is the KTQA Daily Briefing, and I am Sam, and with me is Becky. And
hey, Sam.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
It's a nice day again outside.
Yeah, it's pretty nice out there. And it was a pretty heavy weekend. Should be noted, but we're here to provide you with connections about Tacoma, so that's what we're going to talk about, I think. Anything new in education land today that you want to talk about?
Well, I think that we'll get to some of it in the briefings.
I mean, other than the huge paragraph I'll be reading.
Yeah, we're entering into graduation time and when families are starting to think about the summer. So hopefully there are some things that we'll share with you today that can help inspire some summer activities and then also think about how we're rounding out this odd and atypical school year.
Absolutely. So would you like to get started?
I would.
Okay.
State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing the coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to state-level stuff, the State Insurance Commissioner has issued an emergency order to protect customers from receiving bills for undisclosed lab fees related to medically necessary COVID-19 diagnostic tests. Health insurers must also notify the State Insurance Commission if out-of-network labs are not publishing prices related to testing. The governor has also issued guidelines for higher education workforce training for institutions located in Phase 1 and Phase 2 counties. The guidelines apply to programs that require in-class practicum or labs, and guidance for all businesses and industries can be found at governor.wa.gov in the Issues section. Regionally, Pierce County health officials have expressed their approval for the county to apply for to the state for moving to Phase 2 of reopening. King County officials indicated they would apply for a modified Phase 1, which would allow some limited retail to restart along with small gatherings. As the statewide stay-at-home order officially ends, traffic is expected to further increase, and the state has resumed using meter traffic signals at freeway on-ramps in King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties.
Related to transportation, we've got a lot of news from Sound Transit. Starting today, Sound Transit is resuming Link light rail service in King County, with trains running every 20 minutes during the day and every 30 minutes during evenings and weekends. Fares will again be collected on the Link in King County and on Sounder trains, but at temporarily reduced rates of $1 for the Link and $2 for Sounder trips through June 30th if purchased through ticket vending machines or through the Transit Go ticket app. Riders using Orca cards will be charged full fare. Riders seeking to participate in Orca Lift, that's the discount program for income-qualified individuals, can apply online through metro.kingcounty.gov and click on Orca Lift or call 1-800-756-5437. Sound Transit passengers will be expected to wear face coverings, follow social distancing guidelines, and limit travel to only essential trips. Several Sound Transit Express and Community Transit routes serving Pierce County are transitioning to increased or full weekday service with up-to-date schedules available at soundtransit.org. Riders can also call 1-888-889-6368 from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for general inquiries. And for help in other languages, you can call 1-800-823-9230. Here in Pierce County, the organization Kids Mental Health Pierce County is hosting a webinar on Wednesday, June 3rd at 3 p.m., focused on helping children manage school stress and increasing family resilience during a pandemic. Registration and more information can be found at kidsmentalhealthpiercecounty.org.
Moving on to Tacoma, tomorrow's June 2nd, 5 p.m. City Council meeting will be virtual. Participants can listen by calling 253-215-8782 and using meeting ID 890-2715-0863. The meeting will also be broadcast live on TV Tacoma and at tvtacoma.com and via Facebook Live. Drive-through COVID-19 tests will be available at the Tacoma Dome on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. through the month of June. Patients must pre-register online for an appointment time at thelittleclinic.com or call 1-888-852-2567 and select option 3. No insurance needed, and test results will be available within 48 hours. The Tacoma Sister Cities Film Festival has been canceled for 2020. The festival was originally scheduled for March and postponed till late August, but organizers announced that they will not hold the festival at all this year and will be refunding tickets. The Hilltop Action Coalition will host their virtual weekly update at 6 p.m. this evening, Monday, June 1st, via Facebook Live. Tacoma Public Schools are asking parents, guardians, teachers, and students to complete a distance learning survey to share their experiences and opinions. Parents and guardians should complete a survey for every student. Printed surveys are available at middle school meal pickup sites Tuesday, June 2nd through Friday, June 5th. Online surveys can be found at tacomaschools.org. Now, moving on to graduation, since we're at the graduation part of the year. High school graduation virtual ceremonies will begin this week for Tacoma Public School students. Graduations will be broadcast on KTPS-TV, Comcast Channel 26, or Click Rainier Connect Channel 25, as well as the Tacoma Public Schools Facebook page at facebook.com/tacomaschools, and with closed captions through the district website at tacomaschools.org/watch. Tacoma's Element Schools will graduate this Wednesday, June 3rd. SAMI graduation begins at 1 p.m., IDEA will follow at 3:30 p.m., and SOTUS graduation is at 6 p.m. Remaining high school ceremonies will take place June 11th, 12th, and 15th. Fife High School celebrations will become available online at fhs.fifeschools.com under Senior Class Celebration Central throughout June. Federal Way Public Schools graduation information, along with ceremonies, can be found online at fwps.org/class of 2020. So, probably one of the weirder school years you've ever been a part of as an educator, finally coming to a close for the year.
Indeed. Feels like it's coming to a close for the year just because we've hit that June mark, but a lot of us will be working and students will be working pretty much through the end of the month. So, as summer feels like it's approaching, there's still folks that are hard at work finishing up, and of course, folks that are just getting back to work.
Right. Well, I don't know about you, but I heard that a certain hot dog stand might be open for delivery or for pickup today.
Is that what you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to hot dogs.
All right.
Yeah, can't graduate, but I can have hot dogs. I guess there's that.
We should also give shout outs to the SAMI, SOTA, and IDEA kids since, Sam, you have actually worked with them
over
the last 3 years or so.
Yeah.
And we'll be hearing some of the, I guess, genius of those students or the ingenuity of those students on this station.
Absolutely. In the next few days, we'll be implementing a new schedule for KTQA, which will include a lot more local programming. And among that local programming will be a series of radio shows and podcasts I produced with the Element Schools over the last 3 years regarding Supreme Court decisions, supervillains, and culture. And it's all a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and I'm finally glad I get to play it on the air. For those of you who really like old time radio is not going away. It's going to take a couple steps back in prominence on KTQA, but we will be launching an online only feed, which will be, other than the occasional announcements and identifications, all old time radio all the time, and we call that Station 606.
So definitely stay tuned for those things.
Yeah, it's nice to finally be talking about stuff about the radio station that isn't about shelter in place orders and just operating out of my makeshift studio here in the attic. So it's a kind of a nice turning point for me. It's something I've been working a long time for. So I know everybody here at KTQA is happy to finally reach this, but I can tell you, for me, it's
you may be the happiest of my.
I may be the happiest. Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to the interview.
With me this afternoon is Mary Getchell. She is the Communications and Marketing Director for Pierce County Libraries. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on today.
I wanted you to be able to join KTQA Daily Briefing to share with our listeners some of the really cool programs that Pierce County Library Systems is offering. You know, some of us might be really grounded in Tacoma and not realize that as Pierce County residents, we also have access to Pierce County Libraries. So, Mary, can you start us off with talking about these really cool e-reading rooms that we've got access to?
Yes, absolutely. They're really nicely designed. It's an online library, like a physical library. So it's like you're actually walking through, but you're doing it virtually, through the shelves to find what you're looking for. We have four distinct areas, one for kids, and what's great about that is the material in there is selected just for kids, it's age-appropriate, and it's a really safe place for them to look for books, online ebooks and online audiobooks. Same thing for teenagers, and then we also have a DIY section, a do-it-yourself section with so many people at home doing all kinds of projects. This is a great area right now. And then we also have mysteries and thrillers, which are very popular always. So those are the four distinct e-reader browsing sections.
And those particular selections, are they curated by librarians? Are they coded through some algorithm? I mean, what shows up there in those little e-reading rooms?
You are exactly right. They are curated by librarians. And so they're specially selected. Again, the mysteries and thrillers, of course, are specially selected by the librarians. But then when you really look at what the kids and teenagers, it's very age appropriate for the kids and teenagers.
So how do folks go about accessing these separate areas of the Pierce County Library System virtually?
Sure. I'll take you through doing it if you were actually doing it online initially through your computer. That's one way to do it directly through the Pierce County Library System's website. And then another way to do it, of course, is through the Libby app. And the Libby app comes to us through OverDrive. And OverDrive is the library system's provider of ebooks and audiobooks. So you need a library card from the Pierce County Library System.
Well, we should back up for just a moment, because what if we can't go out of the house and we need a library card at this point?
You can get that at this point right now and use it today online. So we have long had an e-card. So you can access an e-card directly from the library system's website, piercecountylibrary.org. And with that e-card, you can start using services today. So at 2 a.m., you can get that e-card and start using it right away.
That's so cool. So once you have that e-card, how do we then access the audiobooks and ebooks?
So you want to go in through, if you went in, as I'm saying, I'll take you through on the computer. And then there's also, once you have the Libby app, because you're already using digital materials through the library system, that would be another quick way to get that. So you just go into the library's website. And through the library's website, through books and materials, to digital media, just open up the OverDrive Libby catalog. And in there, you'll see some headings. Looking at the collections headings, the special collections headings with the kids and the teens, and then you'll see the mystery and thrillers and DIY. You just walk through there and selecting kids. I selected kids as I'm in here right now. Just going through there, you'll see all kinds of different choices. and you can just browse through there as you would physically walking, but you're actually walking through the catalog online.
Any advice for parents who maybe at this point, since schools have been closed since, you know, mid-March, and they're trying to limit their children's screen time, what's the advice of Pierce County librarians and the library system on balancing that screen time with the kinds of things that can be accessed, like ebooks that ordinarily wouldn't count as something like screen time?
Yes. And over time, that screen time for all individuals can become taxing on the eyes, let alone not wanting to have children on the screen time so much. Certainly dependent on what type of device you're using. There are some devices, especially any type of a pad device that you may be using, you can actually change it so it adjusts for your eyes. That's really good for people of all ages, but especially for older individuals. But certainly for children, you really want to balance their eye usage of any type of any online material. So if you can, adjust the visualness so that it's not so strong on the eyes, not so intense on the eyes. And then absolutely, I mentioned we have audiobooks. That's another way. Downloading the audiobooks definitely takes away from that eye strain online. And we have many materials online and many materials for those parents turn teachers at home for all ages. And there are certain areas on our website with some of our digital e-sources that are printout pages. So we have printout pages for science learning. So there are materials that individuals can print out versus actually continuing to be on the screen online.
Definitely sounds cool. And maybe even looking through the DIY sections, parents and families could get some ideas about outdoor activities or home project activities that they could do to extend and personalize kids' learning at this time, I imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And something for some of our youngest learners, we have an outdoor adventure guide. So it's an adventure that you print off this map, and as you are taking that walk through your neighborhood, it has an identifier. So look for a certain tree, look for a certain animal, but it just does exactly what you're describing is not everything is online and everything has to be indoors. Certainly we have materials that you can print online or get ideas from online and then takes you outdoors in your neighborhood, safely in your neighborhood.
Now, during typical times, what are some of the services that Pierce County Library System provides?
Well, certainly right now we're providing many, many services. In fact, as our library buildings are closed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19, we have many online resources. So you've really hit on the ebook and audiobook offerings. We have many e-sources, as I said, many different choices for tools for student learning. We have online tutors that can help directly with individuals' homework, K through 12 learning for that. We have all kinds of online resources for people of all ages that want to look up their ancestry, that maybe you're cleaning out various rooms of their home and they want to find out, is this an antique? What does it go for? On our Price It online. So we have all kinds of resources online. And then we're also, staff are at home working remotely and they're creating staff videos. So we have a variety of story time videos and videos that talk from a science standpoint, from a standpoint of learning new things from our e-sources, but these are our librarians doing these at-home videos that you can find on our YouTube, and we will be offering soon some online events and classes, very similar to what we offer in the library when we are open in the buildings, but we will be offering some classes initially through Facebook groups. And then we hope to expand that into Zoom to give people that interactive. So from story times for children to book discussions for adults.
Sounds really cool. What is the YouTube channel that folks can look up those staff videos?
Just go to the library's YouTube channel, P Pierce County Library One hashtag.
Now, I did also hear that during typical times, there's a lot of services that the libraries will provide for older individuals who are in adult care facilities or homebound individuals. Now, I imagine with some of the restrictions to long-term care facilities, there aren't those kinds of same in-person deliveries or necessarily. But during typical times, how does the library system reach out to those individuals?
Great description. When we closed the libraries to reduce the spread of COVID-19, we did also close off any of our direct services into child care centers, into adult care centers, but we do offer those services, and when we do offer those, we go directly into adult care centers, and we provide them with a variety of materials, from books to audiobooks that are on discs to movies, and it's very, very popular and very well responded to by the folks in adult care facilities. We tend to go to locations where the individuals cannot leave the location. Certainly, there are adult care centers where individuals live, and they may actually come directly to our libraries. But in general, we go to the locations where people oftentimes cannot go to their nearby Pierce County Library.
And right now that those services have been suspended, we hope temporarily, I'm certain that folks in different centers can still access all of those services that you talked about electronically, like the e-reading rooms and the e-sources and things like that.
Absolutely. While our buildings are closed, the library is not closed. Our online resources for people of all ages and for folks in adult care centers continues to be open.
Now, how can listeners find out more about the library system, including when and if things might open up again?
Sure. What we recommend people do is keep watching our website, piercecountylibrary.org, and that's where we'll have and we continue to have our latest updates. So please keep watching there, and as we start to reopen our library buildings and start to have more services for folks, that's the best place to see what's the update and what offerings might be available from the library building. Again, our online library continues to be open.
Sounds good, Mary. We in education talk a lot about repeating that maybe school has been closed, but school has not been canceled for the year. So a similar type of sentiment with our libraries and librarians.
Oh, absolutely. And in our responsiveness, I mean, oh my goodness, we have had off the charts year to year, the number of new people that have gotten e-cards, the number of people that are using our online resources, checking out the ebooks and audiobooks, far doubles and then some what we were offering this time last year. So absolutely, brand new people to the library are finding these services and using these services. So yes, we can't emphasize enough, the library is open. It's open online.
Mary, as we close out, have you got a book recommendation or a particular magazine or an audiobook that you've listened to recently that you just would like to give a shout out to or recommend to folks?
You would love it if I did. Of course, our Pierce County Reads book that we were very excited earlier this year, and we are continuing to be excited about Girl Waits with Gun, Amy Stewart, and it is a series of books. That's our Pierce County Reads book for this year, a very popular series, and the author happens to be local of the Pacific Northwest in Portland, Oregon. But no, I'm always reading either something online, an audiobook, at the same time I'm reading a print book, always doing both.
Sounds very cool. Well, Mary, thank you so much for joining me today on KTQA Daily Briefing. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
We really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. And yes, we cannot emphasize enough that while the buildings may be closed, our online library is always open.
Mary Getchell is the Communications and Marketing Director for Pierce County Libraries.
Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and you can contact us at 253-330-8821, text or voice. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.